Well, we've got John Dale Smith and vocalist Janine Novensky Smith joining us here today on the Friday before Christmas. Always kind of a goofy, loose day, and we're delighted to have them here with us on our Live Music Friday. We are about to hear I'll Be Home for Christmas. Here's John Dale Smith and Janine Novensky Smith. Janine Novensky Smith and John Dale Smith, I'll Be Home for Christmas here on a Live Music Friday, the Friday before Christmas on Current State at WKAR. Welcome to Janine. Welcome back to John Dale. Great to have you here today.
Thank you, Mark.
Good to see you.
As musicians, it's easy to assume that the holidays are busier for you. Is that the case? Are they?
Well, certainly is for me. I do a lot of holiday parties and certainly preparing for a lot of our events at the church, Plymouth Congregational Church.
You're director of music.
I am director of music at Plymouth Congregational Church.
And you are director of choirs at University Lutheran Church in East Lansing,
Janine. I am. This last fall marked my 20th anniversary there.
Well done.
Very special. Yeah.
This must lead to some pretty busy Sundays around your house. Do you see each other more during the week than on the weekends? Or?
Ask us about Christmas Eve. I don't think we see each other until around 1 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I leave the house around 4. I have a 5:30 service. John has a service at?
We have a service that starts at 7. Usually we have rehearsals that begin at 6.
Yeah.
And then I have a 9 o'clock service.
So it's not just performances, it's rehearsals as well, mm-hmm. leading up to the performances. Talk to us about the way you each work depending on the setting. I mean, you're both affiliated with churches, but I know, John, you play jazz. Janine, you sing jazz.
Right. And then we both are involved in musical theater. I have, you know, many shows I do throughout the year. Like right now, we just started rehearsals for Three Penny Opera, which will be produced by Lansing Community College the end of February. And then I have a few bands that will be playing for special parties. And as I mentioned, the holiday events that I play for throughout the holiday season.
Well, you founded the LCC Jazz Band, as I recall.
I founded the Lansing Symphony Jazz
Band. I beg your pardon.
Lansing Symphony Big Band.
Are you playing less jazz than in the past?
Yes. I'm doing more musical theater and doing more with the... I have a new little big band called the World Class City Band, which started when we were doing the Evan Michaels show, the variety show.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That Evan and I did. And so we were quite busy with that, and we formed that little 11-piece band, and now we are keeping it and doing more things with it.
Our Live Music Friday guest today, singer Janine Novensky-Smith and her husband, John Dale Smith, here at the WKAR Studio S Steinway. Let's go back to the beginning. How were each of you, Janine, how were you first introduced to music?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
Was it as a singer or was it at the flutophone?
Well, my parents were always encouraging me to sing in church choir when I was in grade school, and I was way too shy. And when I was in middle school, I had a choice between taking woodworking and choir. And so I took choir.
Woodworking was even more fearsome than choir.
And that's how I got started. I mean, I took the normal ballet lessons and piano lessons, but was really, really very shy and ended up in choir. And they looked at me and said, "And where have you been?" And I just got pushed, you know, full force into all the choirs and loved it. And went to Michigan State in vocal performance and pedagogy. And I teach lessons at LCC, Lansing Community College. I've been there 30 years now, believe that or not. This is a year of anniversaries.
What about you, John? Did you start out on the piano, I presume?
I started on the piano at age 5.
Okay.
And stayed with a teacher for 3 years and then moved to a college professor when I was 8. And
wow.
Yes, it was
impressive.
It was a very interesting experience.
Trajectory. That's quite a trajectory.
Well,
my
first teacher went with me to every lesson with the professor to help me understand what he was talking about, because he didn't dumb down anything. He kept his teaching to be similar to what he would do for a college student. And so I would go home and have to call my teacher, my first teacher, and say, "What did he mean by that?" And so she was very willing to do that.
Mm. We talked about the Three Penny Opera production at LCC coming up in February. We want to remind everybody about that. Janine, do you work on theatrical productions as well?
You know, at Lansing Community College, I have put together now 11 musical scene reviews, original reviews that I do in the springtime. And my next one will be spring of 2017. And as far as shows coming up, I don't have anything coming up right now, but I have a lot of students that I'm preparing for their musical theater auditions for colleges and vocal performance auditions. So keeping very busy.
And solo and ensembles, which will be coming up in January, February.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Janine Novensky-Smith, John Dale Smith, our Live Music Friday guest, bringing some Christmas cheer here to Current State. Thanks very much for being with us today. We wish everybody a great weekend before Christmas. John Dale Smith and Janine Novensky-Smith play us out on Current State. Have a great weekend.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots, pistols that shoots, wish of Bonnie and Ben, dolls that'll talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.